94. Bless you, my son. 95. Bless you, my child. Close the door, Brother Carlo. That's all we can take in for tonight.
Save me!
The hospital is full tonight, my son.
No! Please, Holy Padre! Shelter me! I beg you!
The city is full. We tend only the helpless. The new plague gathers victims and throws them aside half dead. We have no room left.
The Padre! It pursues me! I've seen it! Its hounds are on my trail!
You still have legs, don't you? Run! Try the convent at Arquetri.
Padre!
God have mercy!
No! Let me in! Save me! They're coming!
Heracles! Brotius! Back off! This one's for me.
Captain Cavalli.
My lord?
Where is that groveling merchant Reaver?
We are still waiting, sir.
But he said today, did he not?
He did, my lord. He said this morning.
Well, I don't like being kept waiting. I made a point of rising earlier.
Yes, sir.
What will Reaver bring us, do you think?
I have no idea, sir.
Oh, come on, Cavalli. You have spies everywhere. I know you do. What is it? Some wild beast from Africa or the Indies? The Duke of Urbino boasts he went hunting a whole pack of anthropophagi.
I did hear, my lord, that those were men in masks.
Very likely. If Reaver tries that, I'll have him thrown in the River Arno.
Here he is at last, my lord.
My lord, Count.
Massimo de Reaver, you misshapen dog. I'm weary of waiting.
My lord, I apologize. All is now prepared.
What have you brought me? Some quarry worthy of my hounds, I hope? To make me the talk of every city in Italy?
Oh, truly worthy, my lord. A prodigy. If your horses are ready, I'll show you something your world has never seen before.
Helen! Liv! Over here! Have you seen the market? It's incredible! We don't get fruit like that at home.
Yes, but don't go wandering off. The doctor's waiting.
Sorry, it's just... Oh, my goodness. It's hard to take it all in. I've never been abroad before, apart from a holiday camp in Jersey, but I don't suppose that counts, does it?
I've no idea. Come on.
But Florence, and to be here 300 years ago, now.
Would they let us up the Duomo to see the view, do you think?
Would the doctor mind? He's a bit scary, isn't he? The Capelli Medici.
Helen.
Yes, of course. Taking a deep breath now.
Over here, out of the way.
Right.
Look, I know it's overwhelming. Life with the doctor's like that.
But this place, the quality of the light. And I didn't even bring my box brownie. Imagine the photos I'd get.
Helen.
Yes?
Just be careful. We don't belong here, remember? We don't want to attract attention.
Sorry. Yes, of course, I'll shut up now.
Look out!
Make way for the Count Licori.
You okay?
Yes, fine. Look at their clothes. They must be the nobility.
You need to watch where you're going and keep your head down.
It's like something out of a painting. Did you see the man with the hawks?
Hello, you two. Having fun?
Helen's finding it all a bit much.
You'll be fine.
No, it's amazing. Really.
Just surprise me and don't get lost like all the others.
Who?
I already told her.
Good.
Any luck on the Galileo front?
Not a sausage.
The Villa of the Jewel. That's what the tablet said.
The Villa Il Gioielli. But as soon as I mention Galileo, people get shifty. And I heard mutterings there's plague in the city.
Plague?
Here, have a peach. Got them in the market.
Thanks.
Plague's always a threat, especially back in these days.
It's more than that. Something's not right here. Can't you smell it? And it's not just the drains.
Surely Galileo's famous.
No, he's downright notorious. A convicted heretic by now. I told him there'd be trouble if he didn't pipe down a bit.
This peach is amazing.
You'd think someone would know where he is.
Oh, of course they know. And the crafty old stick wouldn't have gone to the trouble of sending that message if there wasn't something serious going on. Still, it's not far. I could do with a walk.
Any sign yet?
Not yet, my lord.
It would help if we knew what we were hunting.
Wouldn't it just? Reaver!
Yes, Captain?
Shouldn't we have picked up a trail by now?
What exactly are we hunting, Reaver?
A bloodhog, my lord.
Well, a bloodhog, eh? And what is that? Some sort of wild boar?
Not exactly, my lord, no. For starters, it's bigger.
As long as it's not a man in a mask.
Much bigger.
A horse in a mask. Hey, Cavalli?
My lord.
It lives in the wallows of Cassiopeia.
Really?
I'm sure you'll find it makes excellent sport.
Ah, they've caught the scent.
Something's been digging up the road, sir. The size of these tracks.
What the devil?
And the trees, down by the stream. They've been uprooted.
Heaven's breath. Something big did that?
Oh, yes, my lord. Indeed it did.
Give the dogs a head. If this proves good, Reaver, I'll buy a whole herd from you for the autumn hunt. That'll put the Duke of Urbino in his place. Yeah, away!
You're not joining us, Signore.
Regrettably, Captain, I have business back in town. But besides, the last thing the Count wants is his supplier breathing down his neck.
More business?
Run along, Cavalli. You have business too. Yapping at your master's heels.
Oh, yes. Master merchant. The hunt, as they say, is up.
Any luck?
I knew the prison would be a good place to ask.
Was Galileo in there?
Nope.
Oh.
But they say his village is only a league outside Florence, in the village of Arcetri. That's where he's held under house arrest.
When's visiting time?
I think we just roll up. Where's Liv? Not wandered off again?
No, just across the piazza.
Right. So, how's your first trip? Impressive, isn't it?
I keep pinching myself. Any minute now, the alarm will go off and I'll wake up at my digs in Tooting and it'll be raining and the tube will be up the spout and getting the bus will make me late for work. Again. Only there isn't any work. Not anymore. The police will be knocking at my door.
You needed to get away. You're an academic. All academics want to come to Italy.
Yes, but...
Historical Italy. And none of the rest have even got here yet, so there's loads of old stuff lying about for you to study. Just you, Helen. How much fun is that?
I suppose, when you put it like that.
Look around, just as long as you don't take anything away.
Oh.
Sorry, it's the sound of reality catching up again, as usual. One of its more annoying habits. Come up!
Doctor, come and see.
What's happening?
It's the boy. Look at his forehead. Multiple bruising and abrasions.
Gracious signori, please, my son has not eaten. Spare a coin.
Sorry, I'm all out of change. Why do you keep him on a leash?
He's a good boy, signori. A chorister at the Duomo. But he wanders off.
May I take a look at him, please? Oh, this lesion is nasty. Where did he get it?
And he's dead behind the eyes. Nothing going on.
It's as if his wits have been forcibly extracted.
He's a clever boy, signori.
An attack?
People shun us. They say he's lost his soul and walked the streets begging.
The wound, it looks like a forked thumbprint.
Or a pig's trotter. Are there others like this?
The convent shut their doors. They say it's a new plague.
Why did I tell you?
When did he get ill? Do you know?
They found him 5 days ago, lost on the road to Arcetri.
Arcetri? Look, I'm sorry for your son, Signora. If we had money, we'd give it. Have a couple of peaches, if that helps.
Oh, 1,000 thanks, Signori.
Hang on.
Liv, what are you doing?
I've got a tube of antiseptic somewhere. Yes, got it. And don't give me all that anachronistic gumph.
No, stuff the ethics, just do it.
Hold still. It's all right, there. It won't bring back his thoughts, but it'll ease the pain. Don't let him wipe it off, not yet.
Oh, God be with you. Signora, signori.
Well, Ketri, now there's a coincidence. Where's Helen gone now?
I thought she was with you.
So did I.
Have they seen it, Cavalli?
Can't be long now, my lord. The trail's fresh. It must have torn straight through the vineyards.
When we corner it, I want it netted. Don't let the men kill it. That's my pleasure.
Of course, sir.
It must be quite a brute. I can't wait to see it.
That's it. It's broken cover.
Where is it?
There, beyond the tops.
Sweet heaven, it's as big as a house.
They'll never bring it down.
Look at those tusks. What a monster. My blood hog.
Circle round. Head it off.
The devil. Don't let it go.
Head it off. Cover it.
Yeah. The first strike must be mine.
My lord, wait. Come back. Primitive. Look to the count. The count is hurt. Get him clear.
The underworld gods, this is Gaius Julius Epilicus, wine merchant to the consul Antonius Cyril. Wait, this is silly. I never thought in Latin before. Purveyor of sweet oblivion.
Afternoon.
Oh, sorry. Didn't see you there.
Just visiting, are you?
That's right. Is this building yours?
It could be, sweetheart.
Because these tombs are Roman, with really clear inscriptions. But I meant no disrespect. Not if they're your ancestors. Roman ancestors, I mean.
I saw you watching Count Licori ride out.
Count Licori?
Not from round here, are you?
No. England, you know, just arrived.
Yeah, right, love. You sparky little thing, ain't you? Didn't know the locals had wearable timepieces, not yet.
It's just a watch, that's all.
And very nice. So are you going to tell me who you really are?
What's that got to do with you?
Or must I find out myself?
Leave me alone. Clear off.
Helen.
See you later.
There you are. You do have a habit of wandering off.
Yes. Sorry.
You've been looking at inscriptions. And this one was a wine merchant. You'll probably find a lot of that.
Yes.
Come on. We have a call to make. Galileo, remember?
Helen, are you okay?
Yes. Of course. Except there was a man. Well, when I say man, he was more like... Oh, never mind.
You're sure?
I'm fine. He's gone. Sorry. Lesson learnt. No more wandering off.
We all do that. It's better when the doctor's not looking.
Come on, you two!
Anything for a quiet life.
Father, you haven't touched your soup.
It's too watery, like slops. I want something I can get my teeth into.
Some figs, then.
Oh, they give me the runs.
I'll cut them up for you.
Oh, poor old soul. I don't want them cut up. I'm quite capable of eating them whole.
I thought you didn't want them at all.
I don't. I'd rather go without.
Oh, Father.
Oh, daughter. Don't you have prayers to say? Have we missed Vespers already?
You are bored.
Oh, no, I'm delighted to be here. My life is a constant stream of visitors and diversions.
You're dying for a good argument.
Fat chance. When did we last see anyone? No one calls anymore.
You probably frightened them off.
I thought I heard something bellowing earlier. Sounded like a wild beast.
I have no idea.
Is it dark yet?
Not yet.
Oh, good. Then you may read to me.
Something amusing? Ovid? Boccaccio?
No, something more instructive.
Written by you mean?
Exactly. Let's have Discourses and Mathematical Demonstrations. Day 3, please. Naturally Accelerated Motion. You know how much you enjoy that.
How far is a league exactly?
It's a couple of miles, that's all. The fresh air's good for us. Come on.
Well, as long as we're on the right track.
You saw the village from the hill?
I saw a tower.
Isn't that good enough to be going on with? Keep to the side.
It's the hunt again.
And they're in disarray.
They have injured men. They need help.
Keep clear.
Anything we can do? My friend here is a physician.
What happened to your hunt?
The Count Licori, my master, is dead.
good, Doctor, but I'm not that good.
Dead? What killed him?
A beast. A behemoth. It tore him apart and trampled his carcass.
Do we have behemoths on Earth?
Not at this time. Where is this creature now?
You're not local. Who are you?
We're visitors. Do you know if Galileo lives this way?
Helen.
Galileo Galilei.
These are students of science, sir. I'm their tutor.
Tutors, doctors, physicians. Now you're students. Get your story straight.
We're all scholars.
Idiot tourists, more like.
Tourists? We have travelled a long way to see Galileo.
What was that?
Was that the beast?
Oh, fancy a few snapshots with the monster. Don't waste your time. It's not safe out here. Gah! You scholars had better make tracks.
He knows about photos.
He's not local either, is he?
He is not even from this planet.
Not from Earth. As in, from outer space.
There it is again.
Come on, it's getting late. The sooner we're off this road, the better.
There is no doubt that a body falling from the height of 6 cubits strikes with twice the momentum it had at 3.
No, no, no. You're missing bits out. It's 4 cubits first.
You know it by heart. You don't need me at all.
Not losing my faculties yet.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Meaning what exactly?
Who's that at this hour?
If it's monks, say I'm a lost cause. I'm already damned and have no money left. But if it's ruffians, say the same, but invite them in for a drink anyway. Who is it, Virginia?
You have visitors.
Ah, good or bad ones? No, wait. How do I look?
The man calls himself the Doctor.
What? Is he here?
Galileo, how good to see you again.
Doctor?
Yes, of course.
But, signore, I apologise. You are not the doctor I expected.
Ah, it's my appearance, isn't it?
Couldn't say. My eyes, you see, can't make out a blessed thing these days.
You've lost your sight. I'm so sorry. It's been such a long time, but I am the doctor you knew. Well, nearly.
No. You're much too young. Your voice is youthful.
Younger every day, I know.
What is the reason for your visit, Doctor?
He wants to see me. What did you think? Now, have you eaten?
Well, not recently. And I have 2 friends with me, Liv and Helen, waiting outside.
Then it's a party. Virginia, fetch refreshment. And not the soup, mind. Ghastly. Well, go on.
Virginia? Is this your daughter? I'm so sorry, I didn't recognise you. I had no idea you'd taken the veil.
Forgive me, I don't remember you.
Well, of course not, you couldn't have been more than 10. You gave me recorder lessons.
And now she looks after me. Such dedication. She's my jailer, you know. Oh, run along and fetch the food, daughter dear.
Galileo, it's me.
I know that, my dear old friend. It's been so long, but what are you doing here?
What do you mean I got your message? Well, some of it.
In which I tried to make it quite clear you should keep away.
What? But it sounded urgent.
It was composed under duress. I hoped you wouldn't find it or couldn't come. Go now, for pity's sake. Don't you realize this is a trap?
I hope you've got a warrant to come barging in here.
I am the warrant, Signore Reaver.
Oh, the Trudgers, right? Cosmos Security Squad.
You've been scaring the locals. Are you aware of the laws governing infiltration of developing cultures by alien species?
Yeah, I've read the rules.
Yet you've been feeding on the humans. You've attacked so many, they think you're a new plague.
Just passing through.
And you've imported a Cassiopeian bloodhog. A vicious predator.
It's not vicious. It grubs up worms and roots.
It's on the loose. It's killed 2 huntsmen and the Count Licori himself.
The Count? Well, good thing he coughed up in advance, isn't it?
Who else is with you?
Meaning what?
There were tourists on the road.
Oh, yeah, I saw them in town. Stuck out like dandy porkers. I wouldn't waste my time.
On their way to see the known subversive Galileo Galilei.
Galileo?
I am arresting you on charges of gross mortal turpitude.
I think not, Captain.
Oh, deep heaven. You're Valk Brute. This is Cavalli, requesting assistance. Gah! Gah!
This is Heracles, one of my pets.
A Morgra hound.
She doesn't have a permit either. But she's well trained, aren't you, girl?
Call her off!
Sorry, Capitano. Business is business. Go on, Heracles. Kill.
There's something moving.
Where?
In the valley. Down there. Oh, it's just a cart. Sorry.
The doctor's taking his time.
Liv, I know the doctor's unique, quite strange in so many ways, and clearly eccentric, but is he safe?
It's a bit late to ask now.
But should I have come? I could have stayed home and been miserable.
Would you have liked that?
Perhaps. Perhaps not. Have I gone mad? Is Galileo Galilei really on the other side of that door?
Don't worry. It's the culture shock. I get that as well, every time we move on somewhere else.
Which you do a lot.
And I know the doctor's a bit of a shock too. You can't exactly call him ordinary.
I don't think I know what ordinary is anymore. There it is. Out there in the dark. I've already killed the count. But it doesn't belong here either, does it? Not on Earth.
Welcome to the universe. You already think it's big, but you have no idea. Wait till you get to another planet.
Do you know what?
What?
I think that sounds exciting.
Oh, you poor thing. You've got the bug.
My father bids you welcome to his house. Come in and take refreshment.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, sister.
Quickly, old friend, the message on the stone tablet. Who made you send it?
I don't want you involved. If it really is you, changing shape like that, it's very confusing.
But if you are in danger...
Not me. You. To conclude my theory...
Father, I hope you're not boring, I guess.
Not at all. The conversation is why I came. Galileo, may I present my two studious companions, Liv Chenker, medical technician...
Good evening, sir.
...and Helen Sinclair, who is...
I'm a language scholar.
Yes, that was it.
Sir... Signore, it's truly an honour.
There's no need to grovel.
Delighted, my dears. Welcome to my humble prison. Virginia, where's that food? I'm suddenly peckish.
It's here, Father. Cheese, bread, figs, magentas and wine.
Magentas?
Homegrown, of course.
Doctor.
I know.
Please, tuck in.
Thank you.
I'll slice some for you, shall I, Father?
What are these magentas?
A bit of a delicacy in some quarters of the galaxy.
Galaxy?
So only the two of you live here?
For our sins, yes.
Ever since my father offended the world by supporting Copernicus and his ludicrous theories on heliocentrism...
I will not stay silent. The Earth circles the sun. To suggest anything else is absurd. And to suggest it all revolves around the Earth, well, is nothing short of arrogant.
Your food, Father.
So I'm bound under house arrest.
I did warn you.
We've had strings of servants and scribes and guards over the years, but no one stays long. Some just disappear. So now we circle each other. My dutiful Virginia looks after her poor old heretic father. Her convent and the Grand Duke himself gave her dispensation. She has ordered ideas and a sharp tongue. But that's nuns for you.
When we were in the city today, we saw signs of a new plague. It attacks people's minds.
I didn't know that. But then, the only news I get is strained, like whey, through a cheesecloth.
And the Count Licori was killed out hunting.
The Count? Oh, yes. There's a wild beast on the loose. I heard it just a few moments ago.
I told you I heard bellowing.
You will, of course, stay for the night, Doctor.
Thank you, Virginia.
I'll go and prepare your rooms.
Now, when you tell me what the problem is...
I made another discovery. A new planet.
Another one.
But I dare not declare it. We both know what the Church are like, and I'm too old to face another trial.
But I still don't see how this affects me.
Tuna?
Oh! Where have you been? And get your feet off the table.
Any food going?
Never mind that. What's this I hear about the Count?
You know that bloodhog I had delivered? It turned on him, trampled him. Humans are feeble. And then his captain, you know the one? Turns out he's a trudger.
CSS? You mean they're onto us?
Don't worry, I took care of it.
But suppose he's got backup?
It won't happen.
What about the hog?
A flaming auto lure's playing up. It won't come home.
And I thought it would be your taste for humans that'd get us into trouble. Now, listen. While you've been busy trying to blow our cover, he's fallen into our laps.
What?
Upstairs, Galileo has guests, and one of them's a doctor. The one we've been waiting for.
You're sure? After all this time?
When did you last run a tachyon sweep?
Maybe a month or...
We've been getting careless. If we'd missed him, the client would have us roasted.
I'll do it now.
I named my new planet Phaeton. It's between Mercury and the Sun. It was the last thing I saw, 2 years ago, when it burned out my eyes.
There's no planet before Mercury.
Says who?
And they arrived. They've been waiting here ever since.
Waiting for what?
For you.
And they made you send the message?
Yes.
If they're from that planet, they must have a ship.
Please leave, Doctor, while you can.
Not a chance. I won't abandon you.
You kept us waiting, Doctor.
Yeah, sorry about that. If I'd known, I'd have got here before you. Liv, Helen, get out now.
What about you?
Go, get help.
Oh, no, you don't.
Leave us and get the girls. It's the doctor we need.
Helen, with me.
Go on, I'll storm.
What's happening?
But the doctor.
Get out.
Come on.
I'm coming.
I got you at last.
Cleaver, you ruffian. It isn't him.
What?
He's an imposter. It's my wretched eyes. You almost fooled me. He's not the doctor at all.
Father, be quiet.
He's a sham. Have him thrown out.
Shut up, old man. Let him be. Let him be.
Galileo, you're bleeding.
Well, I was just trying to help.
Here, use my handkerchief.
Father, come away now. Up to your room.
Bedtime already.
Don't you dare harm him.
His well-being is close to our hearts.
Oh, I'll bet.
They only keep me here out of malice. Good night, Doctor. Hope to see you in the morning.
Come along.
Sit down, Doctor.
What do you want with me? Who sent
Hold
you?
Hold still! We know your time ship's parked in the middle of the city. We don't want you scurrying off now, do we? Hands on the arms of the chair. Now! There. Make yourself comfortable. Just 3 hours to wait, then the job will be good and done.
I will not bow to any demands that threaten Galileo.
Oh, you're going to be doing a lot more than bowing, my friend.
We shouldn't have left him.
I've got a torch, Sam.
And that man, he was in the city by those tombs. He spoke to me.
Got it. At least we can see what we're treading
in. I don't know what he wanted, but he was sort of inside my head. What was that?
Something down there. Through the trees.
I can't see a thing. Shine the torch.
There.
Oh, my God. What is this, an elephant?
No. Bigger. Damn it. It's seen the torchlight. Come on! Run, Helen! Over here, undercover! Helen! That was a laser bolt.
What are you idiots doing here?
It's him. He was with the hunt.
Not exactly. Step back.
Who are you?
You're welcome. Cavalli, Cosmos Security Squad, Sol Division. Follow me into the outhouse. We're not safe out here.
Thank you for saving us from that thing.
It was illegal. It didn't belong.
You're a policeman.
You didn't say so this afternoon.
That was Cavalli 1. He's no longer operative.
Not operative?
No, it was definitely you. Definitely.
I'm Cavalli 2, activated backup. I have his memory downloads.
What are you, a cyborg?
That's classified. Now, I've got no reference to anyone of your description in this sector, so you can start by telling me who the hell you are.
I'm Livchenka. This is Helen Sinclair. We need your help. Our friend, the doctor, is trapped in the house.
They've got him and Galileo.
Do you recognise this man?
That's him.
He calls himself Massimo da Riva. He's posing as a mercantile trader, but his real name is Cleaver. You're lucky you didn't see his real appearance.
Why? What's he like? What's he trading in?
Take a look at these jars.
They're standard pithoi. Terracotta. Probably containing olive oil.
See for yourself.
There. You see? Olive oil.
Shine the torch inside.
Here, let me.
Oh, there's something else.
What is it?
I think it's a child.
Every pot's the same.
This is nothing to do with us.
I know.
Anyone have a cloth?
There's a bit of rag here.
Thanks.
You don't seem upset by this.
I'm medically trained. I'll react later. In private.
But it's horrible.
There's a scar on this one's forehead, like the trotter mark on the boy in the piazza.
Cavalli 1 saw a lot of that in the city. Something's feeding on them. And then the bodies go for, well, dog food.
Dog food?
You think it's Cleaver? We have to get the doctor out of there.
Not yet. Cavalli 1 also picked up hyperspace transmissions coming from the barn next to this.
Hyper what?
That needs checking first.
Your deal, Tuna. 3 games up. I'm on a roll.
Eutorian slackhand isn't exactly my game. Any chance I could stretch my legs?
You can stay right where you are until the contact window opens up. Then you'll be on your way.
It's around dawn, isn't it? Interesting. Your mystery employer sets an elaborate trap for me, but hires a couple of third-rate crooks to do it. I'm disappointed. And as of how you treat Galileo, one of the greatest minds in Earth's history. Oh, you see, another rubbish hand. Typical.
Galileo was already a prisoner. We did nothing more than take advantage of the fact.
Well, you've looked after him like any good daughter would. I'll raise you. 200 godniks.
You know, Galileo may be blind, but he's not a fool. I wonder if he's worked out what you two really look like. I bet those full body masks of yours cover a multitude of sins.
Don't rise to the bait, Cleaver.
Still, Earth's a bit primitive. All that fighting and poverty. And I gather there's a new strain of plague about. You'll be glad to get away.
Oh, I've had enough of this.
Cleaver, no!
Earth's not as rough as you think. The art and music's great. I've been to Venice, to the opera, and I'm going to commission a painting, a portrait of me in oils.
That should frighten the connoisseurs.
And once this job's done, I thought we might settle here on the proceeds. What do you think, Tuna?
Why would anyone want to settle here?
Perhaps humans have other more appetizing qualities, eh, Cleaver?
Maybe. Yeah, all right. So Earthlings have this spark to them.
For crying out loud, Cleaver!
What can I say? They've a piquancy with this rich aftertang too, like a Deltese truffle. Of course, there's a knack to extracting it without killing them, but I'm getting better at that.
Humans are not livestock.
Aye?
That spark is what people here call the soul. Is that what you're after?
And how about you, Time Lord?
Oh, you've heard about me, have you? Then why aren't you running for your life?
Cleaver!
What sort of spark might you have, eh?
We won't get paid for damaged goods!
Rich, mature, oh, so sophisticated. Let's find out.
All clear. Come through.
Good grief.
I'm guessing it's your first spaceship.
And you're not impressed?
I've seen bigger.
It's a beauty. An HS Sun Turbo 500 for the space slicker who likes a bit of luxury.
Locked, of course.
No problem. I took a hand dab off Cleaver. Well, at least Cavalli 1 did before Cleaver set his dog on him.
Ready, Helen?
As I'll ever be. I'm not sure I know what for.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you were right about the luxury.
Top-end furnishings, gold-plated controls.
There are apartments like this in Mayfair. Really tacky.
Art and weaponry, too. What a mix.
Oh, yes. I've seen one of these before. A Bayon Triblade. Very collectible. I bet he hasn't got a license for it.
These sketches must be Renaissance. They could be Botticelli, and they're just lying around.
I need to upload some of these as evidence.
There's another room here.
Don't touch it!
I thought as much.
Just a taste, Ray.
Leave him alone!
You're a couple of vault brood! But for all your affectations, you'll never be more than a race of sludgy trotter-mouthed leeches.
Leave her!
Ship! That's the alarm!
Leave her! Come back!
Move back, Helen.
I'm opening the door.
Slowly. No sudden moves. Move back.
They're Morgra hounds. One of these killed Cavalli One. Get behind me, both of you.
It's gone.
Cavalli, lie back. Let me see.
Has it gone?
You shot one, the other ran off.
Try not to move. That bite needs cleaning up.
Liv, his arm. He's got metal in his arm.
Like I said, he's a cyborg.
I have no idea what that means.
I'm augmented. It goes with the job.
Like a robot?
She doesn't mean any offense. She's new.
None taken. We can't stay here.
We have to. I'm not moving you while you're bleeding plasma like that.
Virginia, please. These restraints, my legs!
The more you struggle, the tighter they grip.
Yes, I gathered that.
What are you doing?
I've got cramp. I'll never walk again. I'm losing resale value here.
Let me see.
Lower, a bit lower. Yes, there.
Let go of me! Let me up!
Sorry about that, Sister Virginia.
Cleaver!
The locks have 2,000 dial combinations. See how long it takes you. Cheerio.
Come back! Cleaver! Cleaver!
Grotius! What is it, boy? Come on, come here. What's the matter? Good boy. That's it. What is it, eh? You're dragging your leg. What's happened? Where's Heracles? Where's she gone? Where's my baby? Heracles! Heracles!
Friend, we have to go. Galileo!
What the devil?
What have they done to you?
Let me go!
No, it's all right. Hold still. Let's get this contraption off.
Go away!
No, don't struggle. Don't struggle. There.
How dare you? The helmet is mine.
Old friend, it's me. It's the doctor.
Interfering busybody.
I thought they were hurting you.
Absurd. See for yourself. Put it on.
Like this? Yes. Of course.
How are you feeling?
I'm at 65% efficiency.
His wounds are closing up. I was going to say that's amazing, but it's not. It's scary.
My whole system's running a reboot.
Rather than activating Cavalli 3.
Well, not too badly damaged.
Right. So if you're a cyborg, how much of you is really you?
You want specifications?
Why not? Medtechs do technology too.
Something's out there.
I'll deal with this.
You're not strong enough.
How do we shut the door?
Not fast enough, sweetheart. Into stealing spaceships now, are you?
What is it? Massimo D'Arriva.
Huh? You again? I thought I'd done with you.
I'm arresting you on suspicion of murder, illegal importation...
Beatrice! No! What have you done to my dog?
It was out of control. It attacked him.
Heracles!
It was a killer. It had to be put down.
My baby.
Find the doctor. Go!
I'm going.
You're gonna pay for this, Cavalli.
No!
There. Now you see it?
This is some sort of celestial projector.
It was a gift from my daughter, Virginia. It acts like a telescope.
The flying sensation is extraordinary. I'm out amongst the stars.
It's feeding images directly into your mind.
It's wonderful.
I thought I'd never see the panoply of the heavens again. Yet it's far better than I ever saw with my own miserable invention.
Virginia gave this to you? I thought it was a torture device.
That makes you more of an idiot than I thought you were.
Yes, but don't put that about. What about Phaeton, your new planet?
I discovered that with my old telescope, before she arrived.
But there never was a true planet in that position.
I'll show you. Hold still. Just need to adjust this.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I see it. A dark speck trailing smoke against the solar furnace.
At first sight. That was what blinded me. Not an ideal state for the inventor of a telescope.
But at least you know it's there.
Phaeton matches Earth's orbital progress exactly. Always between us and the sun. As if it's watching.
Galileo, look, I'm sorry about this, but you know, don't you? Virginia is not your daughter.
My daughter, the real Virginia, died 5 years ago.
I'm so sorry. Did she die peacefully?
Oh, yes, rest her soul. Before the others arrived.
But they are killers. So why the charade?
Doctor, when you're old and disgraced and alone in the dark, even half a hope answered is better than none. She plays her part. I'll always be grateful to Fortuna for that.
Is that her real name?
Fortuna and her partner, Cleaver.
But they're denizens of the Volk brood, blood-soaked mercenaries from the wastes of the Isaiah Delta.
Doctor, please.
They have the morals of a scrag-end street gang. And they've used you to set a trap for me. I'm so sorry.
Please, don't take my daughter away from me again.
You can't stay here. Come away now.
Father.
Virginia, Fortuna, whoever you are, the gun isn't necessary.
Father. Has he hurt you?
Oh, no, 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 of course not.
Stay here, Father. You're not involved. Doctor, back downstairs. It'll soon be time.
Get away from him! Leave him alone!
He's got no spark. Tastes of gunmetal and search warrants. But you... You've much more fight in you.
Back off! I'll use this gun.
Try it. It's an antique, just for display. Couldn't charge it up if I wanted to.
Get off!
Back to the house.
Oh. Dinner can wait.
Sit down, Doctor. And don't try anything, or I won't hesitate to shoot. It's nearly sunrise.
And Phaeton rises with it. That's when your window opens for radio contact. You'll miss Galileo. It's difficult when you get attached to pets, isn't it? Any idea how many human souls Cleaver gets through in a day? He'll soon reach the point where he can't survive without them. Perhaps he already has.
Doctor!
Liv, what happened? Where's Helen?
Isn't she here?
You!
Cleaver!
Oh, that's just about enough of you.
Put him down, now!
Thank you.
My little one. She's dead.
The hound?
Shot by that trudger Cavalli. Never had a chance.
See what I mean about pets?
He attacked Cavalli.
under that facade. He's a monster.
They're called Vogbrood, not pretty at the best of times.
I should have done you in when I had the chance.
Back off, Cleaver. You've had enough.
We can still deliver him. Just be a bit dead behind the eyes, that's all.
No, no, listen to Fortuna. Your client's very particular.
How do you know?
Because we are old adversaries.
Doctor,
you know.
He's been waiting all this time. He must be desperate. Is that your communicator?
Leave it.
Your window to Cleaver Fortuna Enterprises is open. Good morning. This is the doctor speaking. How may I help you?
No! No!
You never learn, do you?
Who's that? Who is this? Is the order ready yet?
Good morning, sir. Sorry to keep you. We have acquired your order and are forwarding bioscan details now. Please confirm the subject's identity before we dispatch.
Who's that? Daughter, is that you?
It's all right. It's all right. It's me, Helen Sinclair.
The doctor's friend?
Yes.
Sorry, blundering about. She took away my cane. What's happening down there?
I don't know. I hoped you could help. They've been doing terrible things, they're monsters, and they've got the doctor.
Courage, my dear. We shall face them together.
Is that wise?
Yeah, I doubt it. Would you mind if I took your arm?
That's it. It's confirmed. It is the right doctor.
Well, that's good to know.
We're finished here.
Right.
You can get him ready for transport.
And you can make the final checks.
And Cleaver.
What's that?
It's good. It's been well done. Just don't damage him. Ah, Galileo. And the other girl.
Somebody had to help him.
Virginia, you're not going.
We've got what we came for. You knew it wasn't permanent.
You never said you would leave.
But that's good, isn't it?
I know a lot, Fortuna. That helmet you gave me is a wonderful thing. It doesn't just reveal the stars. With adjustment, I see everything that goes on in my house.
You learned to do that?
Oh, yes. Every trick you play, every corpse he hides, I've seen and endured it all.
Helen.
Liv.
Are you okay?
Doctor, where are they taking you?
This is turning into quite the reunion.
I told you. Liv and Helen come too. I won't go without them.
I could kill the women now. They're not on the requisition note.
That's a tempting idea.
No. Leave these people alone. You've used me and my house too long, and I've used you too. I know your games, what you are. I should have spoken sooner. God will forgive me for that, but I forbid this, Fortuna. You will release the doctor and go now.
Maugre Hound.
They were on the ship.
Good boy, Proteus.
Pedigree as well.
Cleaver, call him off!
There's my boy. Who shall we feed to you first, eh?
Hey! Roaches, hello, boy. Handsome, aren't you?
Doctor, it's dangerous. Don't go near it.
I'm on a treat. And let's see how about this.
Doctor! Don't be a fool.
Go on, boy. Go for the throat.
No, Cleaver!
Yes, you like treats, don't you? Good boy. Good boy. Can't resist, that's it. And
fetch. Proteus! Proteus, not you too!
Don't go out there!
Attention. This estate is now under Cosmos law. Cleaver of the Vogbrood, abandon your weapons and show yourself.
Right. Spread out. Get the villa surrounded.
Trudgers. A whole squad of them.
Heracles, Proteus. I've lost them both. You did this, Doctor!
Leave him!
It all comes down to you!
Let him go!
I'm sorry about your dogs!
I will be...
The Doctor! No! No! No!
You have 1 minute.
Come on! We're going!
Tuna!
Back to the ship! With this one as a shield, it won't work.
Taking hostages never works!
Listen, both of you, you're trapped! You are trapped! Your whole dodgy enterprise is finished. Do yourselves a favor. Give up now.
He's right, Tuna. There's no way out.
You're not giving up. Not you, Cleve.
Tuna, love, it's over. Sorry.
I never thought I'd hear you say that.
You know us. All or nothing. Come on, let's go out the way we want.
Yeah, of course. Just the way we want.
One last spark, eh? The Time Lord. Together, yeah?
Oh, no, Cleave. Go on. You earned him. He's yours, love.
Thanks, darling. It's been great.
Yes. Yes, it has. Bye, Cleaver.
No!
What is it? What's he doing now? Somebody tell me.
Come on then, Cleaver. Try me.
Doctor!
Stay back, all of you. This is between me and Cleaver.
It's killing him!
Cleaver of the Vault Brood, I order you to desist! Stop, or I fire!
Cavalli, don't shoot! You'll hit the doctor!
Rich mist, deep, strong, like nothing I did. Everything. Too much.
Catch the doctor. Got him.
Not a spark. A fire. Too much. Too hot. Too old. What is he? Tuna! He's burning me! Burning me up! Ow! Tuna! Where are you? Tuna!
Keep him covered! Don't let him out!
Doctor! Doctor, can you hear me?
Did it work?
Apparently so.
He fed on my will to live. I always said my spirit was unquenchable. It's what drives me, Liv. It burns me too. But they'll never, never take it away from me. That's what you get for playing with fire.
He's dead. Where's Cleaver's partner?
Fortuna. She was here.
She's gone. I'm sorry. I couldn't stop her.
She'll be heading for the ship.
She had a gun.
Where's Helen?
Come on!
Stop pushing! Why do you want me?
You're my ticket out of here. Get a move on!
What about your partner?
Cleaver. He was a slave to his appetites. I'm better off without him.
He's a monster.
So am I. Now get inside.
Fortuna, wait!
Doctor!
Let Helen go.
Haven't you done enough damage?
Whoa, there. No closer!
My life for Helen's. No strings.
No! Keep back!
It's a trick!
Take me instead. Helen goes free. Come on! Complete your contract. Now's your chance.
You're insane. Why would you do that?
It's what I want. I win, you win, even the 11 wins. Come on!
Doctor!
Perhaps I'll take you both.
Fortuna, wait, wait! Wait!
Open up! Open up! What?
Stand away from the vehicle.
They've locked my ship. Locked me out!
Oh! Cavalli's got you cornered, Fortuna. Now let Helen go. She's brought you no harm.
You have a ship. We'll use that, or the girl dies.
Do you think they'll let us walk out of here?
Everything you do, everything you touch, ruin, chaos. I should kill you.
Take me to the 11.
And give him the pleasure. I am Volk Brood. I do what I want.
Helen, are you all right?
I don't know. I thought that was it.
I think I had her in the grip of reason. There was no need to kill her.
I didn't. She'll live. Fortuna of the Valk Brood, I arrest you on charges of gross mortal turpitude. Everything you say is being recorded as evidence for your trial.
It'll never stand up in court.
She said she'd take me out into the stars.
The doctor offered me that too. Through space and time, anyway.
But what's the point? I'm too old and rickety now.
Don't be absurd. You've years left in you.
But you must go, my dear. See all you can while you may. That's my most important discovery of all. Now, What year did you say you were from?
Don't tell him, Helen.
Oh, Doctor, you are such a spoilsport.
And you are a crafty old genius. You only want to know what the future will think of you. Just be grateful I haven't confiscated that telescope of yours. Please, keep it hidden.
So you're off, then?
I have an appointment.
I know you do. Be careful, my old friend. I would like to see you again sometime. Even if you are an utter fool.
Meanwhile, Cavalli too is interceding with the Grand Duke. Galileo gets new staff and new guards. I think he's looking forward to it.
There it is, Phaeton. Galileo's discovery, a dark little globe where no world ever existed.
Is that where we're going?
They're expecting me.
Can't we just go elsewhere? Anywhere?
We could, even any time.
Helen's right. You know you're walking into a trap.
This is me, remember? The one with the unquenchable spirit.
The 11 will kill you on sight.
You don't have to come. I'll drop you both off.
You know the answer to that. But I can't answer for Helen.
Helen? You understand we may never come back.
You saved my life. Until I get to return the favour, Doctor. I'm sticking with you.
Then the museum's loss is my gain. Thank you. Both of you. Here, have a magenta.